Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. Today we're going to talk about 2 days in August 1945 that changed the world forever. I'm talking about the atomic bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. A PBS documentary called Atomic Echoes, Untold Stories of World War II, explores the lasting trauma of those bombings through the conversations with people who were there. Please watch this video.
I have long been thinking in my body, atomic bomb is hiding.
We wanted to tell the personal stories of people on both sides of the atomic bomb, the Japanese and the American side.
It's a story that I never tire of telling because it was so devastatingly true.
When we come back, we'll talk to the producers who made that film. Keep watching. You won't want to miss this one.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and their families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of a military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and I say it every week, we love them too. Today we're going to look back 80 years to what still only use ever nuclear weapon in an armed conflict. The documentary, Atomic Echoes, Untold Stories of World War II, explores the human cost for both Japanese and the Americans who were there and involved. And I'm happy to introduce the producers of that film, Victoria Kelly and Karen Tanabe. Thanks for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us on. We're really excited.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show. And this is an unbelievable story. I watched the story, read a little bit about it, and I appreciate everything that you've done and continue to do. Before we get started, would each one of you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself? And Victoria, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so I'm a writer based in D.C. Part of my relationship to this film is that my grandfather was an atomic veteran. He was one of the first Americans to go into Nagasaki after the atomic bomb dropped. And so I've always had this family connection to World War II and to that story, and spent a lot of time writing about the veteran experience. And my most recent book, Homefront, came out last year, was a short story collection about the military and veteran experience. And yeah, it's just, the film has just been a great opportunity to explore, you know, these new sets of stories.
Oh, the stories that need to be told. Karen, how about yourself? Will you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Karen Tanabe. I was born in Washington, D.C., where I live now. I'm also a writer. That's how Victoria and I know each other. I'm a novelist. My father was born in Japan in 1943, just outside of Tokyo. And my grandfather fought for the Japanese. After the war, one of my relatives became the first post-war minister of education of Japan. And then he became the first president of Hiroshima University, helping to rebuild that university really from ash into what it is today, which is a university devoted to peace. So this project was really a labor of love for me. And I learned so much about the American heroes in our movie through Victoria's story and through getting to talk with them. So this movie for me was just, it was educational, and I'm so glad we got to make it.
Well, I'm glad you made it too. Hey, Victoria, why did you and Karen want to make this documentary?
So we actually started talking about it after the movie Oppenheimer came out. And that's when I brought up this connection that I had to the bomb. And so we realized we kind of shared these opposing family stories. And so we were really, really interested in that idea. We took a trip to Japan together last summer to actually kind of dive deeper into each of our family's histories. And then from that trip came the idea for the film.
Yeah. But, you know, you aren't just the producers of the documentary. You were, you are some of the ways, the subject, I guess, of the story. The story is told through your experience. Karen, was the plan from the beginning?
No, sir, not at all. We definitely did not intend to have our Hollywood moment. Victoria and I wanted to make this maybe a series of articles, perhaps a short story or a history book. I mean, we're writers. We were definitely not actresses or anything like that. And when we went to Japan, as Victoria mentioned, we were just met with open doors, and we started building these incredible connections and finding out more about our family stories. And we approached a production company called Blue Chalk Media. We were like, hey, we'd like to make maybe a 10-minute, you know, educational film to go along with our writing. And they were like, 10-minute educational film? How about an hour-long documentary on PBS? And you simply do not say no to that. So that's how it happened.
Well, I don't blame you for not saying no. It's certainly pretty interesting. That's for sure. Hey, I'd ask you one more question before we take a quick break. Was your family involved with the process too? Was they pretty motivated about you doing the show, or the documentary?
Well, Karen's dad is in the film several times, and we went to Japan with him as part of the film. My mom is not in the film, but she and my aunt, her sister, were involved a lot behind the scenes, because my aunt is the one who found some mementos from my grandfather that, you know, show up in the film. So, yeah, so they were all really supportive.
Yeah. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear some of the things that really stuck with you about making this film. So stay there. We'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tully, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying the discussion, because I know that you are, because we're talking about something that happened a long time ago that affected a great amount of people, and we all should know everything we can about it, please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Victoria Kelly and Karen Tanabe, co-producers of the PBS documentary Atomic Echoes, Untold Stories of World War II. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing here on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of, or some property you have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Karen, once you decided to tell this story, was there a sense of urgency to get the film done? And you know, after all the bombings happened 80 years ago, there can't be many survivors and eyewitnesses to the aftermath who are still with us. Is that correct?
So there are many more in Japan because some of those survivors were babies, right? One of the women, the only woman in our film, Koko Kondo, was an infant when the bomb dropped in Hiroshima. So she's in her 80s. She's about the same age as my dad. The American atomic veterans who responded to the aftermath of the bombings, they at the youngest are 98 years old. So we knew we wanted to film in the US first because that time was of such importance to like days. We actually had a few more men that we were hoping to speak to and they, for health reasons, were not able to. We even had plane tickets booked and then we had to cancel our flights because we just had a veteran have a stroke. So on the US side, we really felt time and the importance of getting these interviews done. On the Japanese side too, but we knew America was more urgent.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask you one more question. Some of the people you talked to, were some of them still angry about telling their story, or was they pretty open about telling their story?
I think everybody we talked to, and those on camera and even off camera, there was no anger, you know? It was, I think they're all in a point in their lives where they feel honored to be asked about their lives, and they really want to spread this sort of sentiment of hope, even in like the worst possible moments in life, like your enemies can become your friends and your desperation can become hope. And I think that was a theme that we heard in both countries.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Victoria, in the film, you and Karen met a Marine veteran named Archie. And I love watching the film. We just talking to him. He was among the first U.S. troops to go through or into Nagasaki after the bomb was dropped. You also talked to another American veteran who was a medical assistant in Hiroshima. What did you learn from them? I'm sure you learned a great deal.
You know, it's interesting because their experiences were just so totally different. I mean, Archie came in with the same unit that my grandfather was in. They were in the 2nd Marine Division. So they would have been there at the exact same time doing a lot of the same jobs, mainly involving kind of occupation force type jobs. So they were like, you know, going house to house, looking for weapons, trying to like, you know, figure out what was going on over there, you know, after the bomb. And then Micus, who was the medical assistant, had a completely different experience because he was on the team of doctors who were performing autopsies on the victims. So he definitely suffered a lot more trauma, I think, than Archie or, you know, some of the other Marines did, just because day in and day out, like he was just seeing these devastating effects. And so, you know, but both of them had the same reaction looking back, you know, 80 years later, which is, you know, like, God, I hope this never happens again, you know, and coming from Archie, that especially because Archie admitted, he said he was set to be in the troop who was about to invade Japan if the bomb hadn't, you know, been dropped. He was in the first wave. So he said, I probably would have died. He was like, this probably saved my life. But at the same time, he was like, it's just so horrible. I just can't fathom it. So so they both kind of carried that same message.
Yeah. You also went to Hiroshima and Nagasaki and talked with survivors of the bombs who were children, you know, back in 1945. Karen, how difficult was it to ask to, you know, for them to relive those stories? I mean, I was fighting a war back in Vietnam a lot of years ago, and it's really hard for me sometimes to talk about those kind of things. I mean, in some cases, it becomes pretty emotional to just thinking about the kind of things that you see or are seeing at that time anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can see how you feel that way, and I think the people we talked to did as well. It was interesting because they're such different people. Dr. Tomonaga in Nagasaki, he's spent his entire life working with atomic bomb survivors as a doctor. So he has this sort of like distinguished delivery in his memories because he's been doing it as a doctor. But like speaking to him one-on-one, you could really see the emotion behind how he felt about his patients, how he talked about the fact that every summer for 80 years, when it hits June, they start having some like, you know, PTSD and dealing with that anxiety of the anniversary coming. So he didn't talk so much about his own trauma as he talked about other people's. And that was so emotional for us. And then Coco Kondo, who was a baby when the bomb was dropped, she was from one of the most prominent survivor families in Hiroshima. Her father was a minister and he came to the United States and was really one of the most vocal survivors. And she, you know, she cries talking about it now.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I'm crying, Victoria's crying, you know, there are camera folks are crying. And you're thinking, on the one hand, you're so thankful they're sharing these stories. On the other hand, you feel terrible that they've had to live a life where they relive their trauma constantly. So it was tough.
I tell people all the time, telling your story is a form of therapy. It helps you feel better when you tell your story, whether or not how far away it was from you. Did anything surprise you about the stories you heard?
Oh, everything.
did everything survive?
Okay. No, a lot. You know, I learned so much from the American veterans, and I think Victoria would say she learned so much from the from everybody, but also from the Japanese side, right? It was your first trips to Japan. So we were really lucky to kind of have each other as our guides as we navigated those two histories.
Yeah. I think the other thing it probably did too is open your eyes up a little bit more about the devastation of things that went on and the things that happened. So, yeah. Victor, same question. How about it? Did anything surprise you talking to him?
You know,
or talking about some of the things that you looked talked to people about?
I was surprised by how quickly the Americans and the Japanese were able to forgive each other, given their close encounters with each other afterward. I think that maybe that's a different story for those who fought in the war and then went home immediately. But I think that being in Japan gave those American soldiers just a really different perspective on the Japanese culture. I mean, one of the veterans said to us, you know, it was immediately clear to me that this had been Japanese government propaganda, that they just had no idea who the Americans were, you know, and like that, you know, and so that he was able to really quickly like forgive them for being the enemy during the war because he realized the, you know, their humanity and that he realized some of maybe the political issues that had, you know, prompted them to fight. And so, you know, that was eye-opening for me. You know, I knew that, you know, they were willing to talk to us for this film. They obviously like, you know, we're not still, you know, feeling anger toward the war or anything like that. But, you know, I think that all three of the veterans who appear in the film kind of had that same attitude.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I told you on the prep call, but I've been all over the world and in different places, different hotspots around the world. And soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Space Force, I guess now, they just do their job. And there's, you know, they're just doing their job. And sometimes they don't know the impact of what they're doing, too. And that was obviously when they dropped that bomb. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear what you hope people would take from the film. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, and welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Victoria Kelly and Karen Tanabe, co-producers of the powerful documentary called Atomic Echoes, Untold Stories of World War II. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can call me at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. This is a question for each one of you. Victoria, you can go first. What do you hope people will take out of the from the documentary? What do you hope they'll, you know, hope they'll learn?
You know, I think that one of the problems we've learned as we went through this process is just how limited the education is about the bombs, you know, in America. And, you know, we see so many pictures, you know, if you Google atomic bombs, like the images that show up are all mushroom clouds. We see some devastated landscape, but I feel like a lot of these images really just kind of gloss over the human impact. And so I think the film, you know, we're hoping that people, by hearing these individual stories, really think about the generational effect that this has on families, on societies, you know, including our own. I think, like, you know, for people to hear about the impact this had, a lifelong impact on American troops, you know, is not something that has ever really been talked about. And so, you know, I think it's a conversation that needs to be had when we talk about the future. So, you know, we hope this is just a tool for people to understand, you know, nuclear weapons better and history better. And, you know, and that's a real priority.
I really pray to God they'd never do it again. Oh, I couldn't imagine. Karen, same question. What do you hope people would take away from the film?
Yeah, I think building on what Victoria said, it's the personal stories in this movie that are so powerful. And I think it's the personal connections that you hear about that people had that I hope change a few people's minds, the viewers who watch it. One of the most powerful stories, I think, in it is Koko Kondo, who I mentioned before, is the survivor of Hiroshima. She was a baby when the bomb dropped. Her dad, Reverend Tanimoto, was a very prominent Methodist minister. There's a very, you know, big Christian population in Nagasaki, but also Hiroshima. And in 1955, Reverend Tanimoto was on This Is Your Life, that TV show in the U.S.
Yeah.
He had Coco with him, and they didn't know what was going to happen. And they brought out Captain Lewis, who was the co-pilot of the Enola Gay, and they were like, meet each other. And they... Reverend Tanimoto, Coco, her family had no idea what was coming. And you see these two men shake hands and Robert Lewis is crying. And Coco was backstage watching this. And she told us, like, she was like, I just wanted to punch that man in the face. You know, like he was in the plane. Like, he dropped the bomb on my city, my family. And in that, like, short span of time, she watched him with tears in his eyes. And she was like, wait. I mean, she was a little kid, you know, she was just about 10 years old. And she was like, but he's not a monster. And he's crying. And then, am I a monster? And she just really thought about their roles in history. Like, that was stripped away. It was just people meeting people. And I think that's what our movie does really well.
I think one of the things that I was reading something the other day about the fact there's only 6% of our country ever served in the military. And it gets less and less every year, which is a crying shame. But the fact of the matter, not many people know the effects of war and the after effects of war. You know, just because we go on and we do something and we leave 20 years later, well, that just doesn't go away for those people. That lasts them for the rest of their lives. So I think things like this, to put documentary out there, I think we ought to do more of this. In fact, at one point I thought that we should show something once a week on television that talks about the impacts of war and the impacts of our veterans and the things that they have to go through. So it's an important story. I'm certainly glad that you're doing it, because I think we have short-term memories in this country, I think. I don't know what you guys think about that. But we see something, if it doesn't affect us directly, we sort of just let it go. You know, so it's. I think this is an important story to tell. The title again is "Atomic Echoes: Untold Stories from World War II." How can people watch it?
Well, it's on the PBS app, so you can stream it online. You know, PBS.org, or you can stream it on the PBS app anytime from anywhere in the country. It's also airing on PBS local stations. So check your local listings for that. We also have a website, okay. Atomic Echoes, yeah. AtomicEchoesFilm.com. So that's where we put all of our events and, media, and have the link to watch it also.
I got to ask both of you this. What's in the future? I mean, you guys, you seem like you're really out, trying to make some changes or educate this country. So, Victor, I'll start with you. What's in the future for you? What you got planned here going on right now?
I mean, we have so many hopes. there's actually, so we've been actually to Congress. There's some legislation that's been introduced called the Presume Act, which makes it easier for atomic veterans to get medical care for injuries. Yeah. And so that is something that's ongoing that we're really, trying to do our part for. We hope to make another documentary after this. And so, we're trying to stay involved in the veteran space as much as we can. Also, the nuclear space as well.
Yeah. Karen, do you want to add anything to that? What's in the future for you? I know you guys are sort of teamed up. You're locked at the hips right now, sort of moving around here, right?
Yeah, that's been one of the gifts of this film, has been to work with Victoria. I mean, we've been friends since 2017. We didn't realize this connection until about 2 years ago. And then it was just like both of our, my dad was in the firebombing of Tokyo and Yokohama and ran into the water and was saved. Victoria's grandfather suffered from, really severe PTSD, but did have kids. And we're like, we're both kind of here just by like a slim margin did we get put on this earth. And here we just happen to be friends, the same jobs, same city, when our grandfathers, fought against each other. Like this feels like there's a higher power working with us, helping us along. So we want to do good things with this connection.
Well, first of all, I believe there's a higher power. I think God has a way of sort of shifting us around in the right direction and making things happen, that's for sure. Hey, this has been a great discussion. Any final thoughts, anything that you miss or you want to reemphasize with the audience that they want to say, hey, this is important, do this or something like that? Victoria, we'll start with you. Go ahead.
I think it's just, we talked about that, but the awareness of, this small veteran community, there's probably fewer than 10 World War II atomic veterans, still alive. There's about 500 veterans exposed to radiation during nuclear testing still alive. And like most people don't know that term or even know their stories. So we just really want to get them recognized and, get this to be a term that Americans know so that we can really preserve their service in our history. So that's, that's a big goal, just like for people to know the term atomic veterans.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do that. Karen, let us help you tell your story. We'll help you.
Oh, good. We could use your help.
So come back. Yeah, so come back. Does Karen do anything else? And I mean, because I think you guys, what you're doing is so important. And I, again, being a veteran, I know there's so many things out there that happen people have no earthly idea about. And so we want to be able to help you as much as we can. Karen, any final thoughts? Anything that you want to say?
Yeah, I think what Victoria said is so important. It's been 80 years, and I think if you're young, maybe that sounds like a long time. This is not a long time. I mean, my father was born during this war. Victoria's grandfather, was in this, was on the battlefield in this war. This is not a long time ago. And I think Japan's doing this amazing thing in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where they're appointing young people, you know, like Gen Z, Gen Alpha folks, to be history keepers. So they're passing along this story. They're making a real concerted effort to create this history keeper role. And I think we need it in the US. You know, I think Victoria is very connected, and now I feel very connected to these atomic veteran stories, but we just can't let them be forgotten. And we're so close to not having any left here with us.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, again, let us help you tell your story. You come up with things that you think the audience ought to hear, people ought to hear. Let us help you in any way what we can. We certainly want to.
We heard that phone number. You're going to be here.
Well, yeah. I just talked to you guys. I know you're crazy ladies, and you're going to get out there and do a lot of great stuff. So I know that. But no, I'm serious. We'll do whatever we can to help you, because this is important. It's important for you, and it's important for our country to learn about this. So thanks again for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
All right. God bless. Thanks again, Victoria Kelly and Karen Tanabe, co-producers of Atomic Echoes, Untold Stories of World War II, for being with us. I'm Jack Eltoli, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit or corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with the Recruit Military and Offline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn, and of course, Rumble. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast releases. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Victoria and Karen for joining us. And I don't know what to say. You know, war is so hard. And the kind of things that happen in war, sometimes we have a tendency to close our eyes. Don't look, don't remember, and allow people to suffer. So you should learn about the kind of things that goes on in war, whether or not we drop a nuclear bomb and affect so many people and kill so many people. But we just forget. You can't forget. You got to remember. There are still people that are telling their stories that we need to listen to. We need to understand how they suffered and what happened. And one thing you got to remember, one day that could be you. It could be me. It could be all of us. Thanks for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.